is on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana. So help me God.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. Here's the news, presented by Akosua Yamwa. In the headlines, Vice President Emisa Arthur assured of support from Central Regional House of Chiefs. Smooth transition of then-Vice President Mahama to President continues to receive commendation. GBC reacts to allegations of sidelining NPP flagbearer Nana Akufo-Addo when he filed past body of Professor Mills. At least 20 suspected members of Boko Haram killed by Nigeria's security forces. Egypt's President Morsi says he ordered retirement of head of Army General Tantawi for benefit of the nation. And Rio de Janeiro is next host as Olympic Games and in London. First, the summary with Barbara Yakubu.
The Central Regional House of Chiefs has assured the Vice President Pakwesi Emisa Arthur of his support in his new office. This was when Mr. Emisa Arthur joined hundreds of people across the country in a memorial and thanksgiving service at the Wesley Methodist Church in Cape Coast. Transition from one president to the other when Ghana lost a president continues to receive commendation. The swift manner Parliament reconvened to swear in the then Vice President as President has also been praised. The latest were panelists of GTV's current affairs program Talking Point, which took place last night. Management of GBC has reacted to allegations that television cameras intentionally sidelined the NPP flag bearer Nana Akufo-Addo when he filed past the late President Mills at the State House. The director of television, Mike Amonkwafo, said all the recordings received showed Nana Addo, who was in a delegation of former President Kufo, except that he was covered by his party agents who came in between him and the cameras. Management also wishes to state emphatically that neither the President John Mahama nor any government official had any hand in the production. And Rio de Janeiro is next host as the Olympic Games end in London last night. This came to light at the closing ceremony of the 2012 Olympic Games, which featured some of the biggest names of British pop, including the Spice Girls, George Michael and Elbow.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news in detail. A memorial and thanksgiving service in honor of the late president has taken place at the Cape Coast Wesley Methodist Cathedral. Our correspondent Kingsley Nanabwedu reports that key government officials, including the Vice President Pakwesi Emisa Arthur, joined hundreds of people across the country in the service, which was attended by the late President Mills' family members of Ekumfi Otom and Cape Coast.
The Vice President, His Excellency, Papa Kwesi, the Queen and Mr. Atta, together with some ministers of state, were in attendance. Some of them are Minister of Trade and Industry, Madame Hannah Tete, Minister of Information, Fred Bafo, Local Government Minister of Osu Ampofo, and a host of them. Most of the traditional leaders in the central region, including the President of the Regional House of Chiefs, Dasubia Kwebu Ewusi, the Omahine of Ogwa, Osabe Makwesi Atta, and some chiefs from the Ekumfi Otom also came to the place. I must also indicate that the nature of the service was quite unifying. People from all walks of life, including political parties, Papa Kwesi Indum, and all of them came. Cape Coast also came to life. wherever you met people and you spoke with them, they were talking about the fact that, yes, indeed, even though they did not get the opportunity to take part in the funeral ceremony as they had wished to, this alone has also portrayed and has also given them the opportunity to be part of the ceremony. Earlier in the day, I went to Ekufu Okuam, where the late president hails from. The situation there was very calm and very solemn. I met most people, but the family members of Okuam, that is the Professor Melson's family members, were not there. I was told that they had all joined the other family members at Cape Coast to have the service in Cape Coast, and that they are expecting that when they get back to Okuam, that is when they will also sit down and do whatever they want to do. I must say that almost all the people I spoke with at Okuam confessed how they were shocked, the manner in which they performed the funeral and burial rite of Professor John Evans Atami. They were so much grateful to the people. They are just waiting and they are ready for the 40-day anniversary, and they said they are just looking forward to that day where at least the people of Okuam will also take part of the funeral of the late president, Professor John Evans Atami. I must also indicate that after the service, the vice president went to Osabe Makosi Atta to pay Ketosuko on him. This is the first time he is visiting Cape Coast, where he also hails from, after his nomination as the vice president. He went there to seek their support and prayers so that he will be able to perform his mandate as the vice president of the nation to support the president. So two presidents of Central Region, Dasibo Kwebu Osi, were all there to receive him, and they gave him their promise and they pledged that they are also going to support him and they are going to pray for him so that we will be able to execute his mandate as a vice president creditably. They also performed certain rituals in Osabe Makushiata's palace in Cape Coast and committed him to the hands of the gods and the Lord Almighty. From Cape Coast, this has been Kingsley Nana Bwedu reporting for Radio Ghana.
Our Western Regional Correspondent Marie Aziz Tunde also visited some churches and filed this report.
Most churches dedicated their services to the memory of the late President John Evans Atta Mills. My rounds took me to the Big Tree Bible Church, the Bethel Methodist Church, Takrade, South the Sea Cathedral, Takrade, and the St. Joseph Baptist Church, also at Anaje. Today, however, black and white clothing took over the red and black, as it was a moment of thanksgiving. At the Anaje St. Joseph Baptist Church, where I spent more time, the head pastor, Reverend Ebenezer Nkatia, said the late president led an exemplary life worthy of emulation. He said the late president was humble, selfless, and God-sent to teach humanity, and especially Ghanaians, a lesson. Reverend Nkati advised Ghanaians to emulate the lifestyle of the late president, adding that in doing so, the country's peace will be maintained. Another interesting thing that caught my attention was the Sunday school service, where the children were asked to recount what they know about the late president. Most of them mentioned that he was humble, selfless, and an Asom Jehine. A six-year-old girl, Anita, said the president had gone to heaven, and the Sunday school teacher, Mrs. Sarah Achiri, also advised the children to live like John Evans Atta Mills. She asked them not to insult one another and learn to share with their friends.
A report by Mary Aziz Tunde. Most churches yesterday organized Thanksgiving services in memory of late Professor J.E.A. Mills throughout the country. At the Mount Calvary Assemblies of God Church in Accra, the resident pastor, Reverend Darlington Apia, led the congregation to thank God for a successful funeral for the late president. Prayers were also said for the funeral planning committee for the excellent job done, the president and his vice, members of the Council of State and the entire nation. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Reverend Darlington said he was motivated to offer special prayers for the peace of the nation.
Looking at what has been happening in other countries, of which we are very much aware, since the demise of President Mills, we heard a lot of things and some of us were entertaining some fear that something negative could happen. But the Lord has been so grateful to us concerning the funeral, burial and everything has been very successful. I believe that the executive have also done their best. The leader, the president, the vice, they've all done very well. Today being the first Sunday after the burial of the late president, I think we have to give thanks and honor matter to the Lord for peaceful kind of funeral and burial. It has been very successful. We need to please show some kind of appreciation and then pray also for the nation, the rest of the leaders, for God to lead, guide and direct them, for us to live, continue to live in peace and harmony.
He also charged presidential and parliamentary aspirants to be decorous and civil in their utterances as they mount platforms to solicit for votes.
Before he passed away, I saw all the time been preaching about peace, peace, peace. What I would say is that whatever be the case in December, we have to go and vote. Everybody should go peacefully and make sure you cast your vote. There should not be any kind of rancor here and there, fighting against one another. It will not help us. So my message to all is that we should still comport ourselves and behave as responsible Ghanaians, showing that we love our land, love our country. The land is not only for us, but our generation yet unborn. So we should make sure that we leave a positive mark for those that will come behind us to follow.
Reverend Darlington pledged to continue to preach the message of peace since that was a priority of the late president.
We will still continue to minister, talk to our people to make sure they will not create any problem, because as pastors we want peace to prevail. This is our land, we have our family here, and so I will say we will continue as pastors to make sure we talk to our people to maintain peace and order in this nation, for God's name to be honored.
That was the head pastor of the Mount Calvary Assemblies of God Church, Latebi Okoshi, urging Ghanaians to ensure free and fair elections in December. The parish priest in charge of St. Augustine Anglican Basilica Church, Dansuman, Reverend Father Jonathan Wilberforce, has retired from active service. He retired from priesthood after 12 years of serving in the church. In a sermon titled Hunger and Thirst, Reverend Father Wilberforce called on the congregation to always focus on Jesus Christ, because he's a spiritual fullness that satisfies the deepest needs of every soul, saying believing in God is one's assurance to salvation. Reverend Father Wilberforce said as Jesus told his disciples that he's not leaving them like orphans, so he leaves us with peace, oneness and love. He prayed for the soul of late President John Evans Atta Mills. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: Vice President Emisa Arthur assured of support from Central Regional House of Chiefs. Smooth transition of then Vice President Mahama to President continues to receive commendation. GBC reacts to allegations of sidelining NPP flag bearer Nana Akufo-Addo when he filed past body of Professor Mills. At least 20 suspected members of Boko Haram killed by Nigeria security forces. Egypt's President Morsi says he ordered retirement of head of Army General Tantawi for benefit of the nation, and Rio de Janeiro is next host as Olympic Games and in London.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Management of GBC has reacted to allegations that television cameras intentionally sidelined the NPP flag bearer Nana Adodanko Akufo-Addo when he filed past the late President Mills at the State House. It said all the recordings received showed Nana Addo, who was in a delegation of former President Kufuor, except that he was covered by his party agents who came in between him and the cameras. Management therefore wishes to state emphatically that neither the President John Mahama nor any government official had any hand in the production. Mike Amonkwafo is the director of television.
It does not serve our interest at all not to carry things as it is. Equity has become central to all of our considerations, especially in an election year. We understand that perceptions are always rife, you know, and we want to be the last people to give occasion for anybody to think that we are imbalanced in the way we report. I saw the clipping myself, and what the public may not know is that because there was a certain regulation to keep a level of decorum inside the chamber, only one camera was put there. So it will not be your normal kind of coverage for news or anything like that. It is technically to give it cover. Now, for example, we did not think it was very proper to give undue exposure to the remains of the late president. You know, so decorum informed the fact that we should just have one camera, which meant that everybody filed around the pair and came out a certain way. I remember watching, and I did see Honorable Nana Akufo-Addo walking with his entourage, I believe, comprised of the ex-president, His Excellency J. Akufo, and Honorable Jacob Echilapte. I saw it. Suffice it to say that really, I believe that it is not the thing. I will be the last people to support it. The private media seems to literally enjoy taking tweaks at us. And that is all right, because I believe that criticism actually helps you to grow. So everything is welcome. I do not believe that government has the power to do that, because GBC is under a different mandate. We are also an institution of state, right? Properly legislated to do our work. And we cannot allow that to happen. I don't believe that's in the government's interest to even do that. No, government did not give us any orders to do anything. What we did was cover this thing because the first son of the country had died. And it was important that we tell the world that we care. And so we did it a certain way.
Director of Television Mike Amon Kwafo. Vice President Pakwisi Mr. Arthur says Ghanaians must emulate the late President John Evans Atta Mills, who led a righteous and peaceful life. He said the unity exhibited by all Ghanaians indicate that the late president left the country with peace. The vice president was speaking during the Thanksgiving service for the late President John Evans Atta Mills at the Methodist Cathedral in Cape Coast. Recounting an incident that happened at the Black Star Square, Mr. Emisa Arthur said when the widow of the late president, Mrs. Ernestina Nadu Mills, was leaving the Black Star Square on Friday, a white dove perched on her car as she drove away. This, Mr. Emisa Arthur says, signifies the peace that the president left the nation.
The people of Ghana grieved for him for a few days and then realized that we should not be sorry for a life that had been well lived. We began to celebrate his life and his achievements. And when I read the 5th chapter of Matthew, I find many teachings of Jesus that reflect in the life of Professor Mills. He didn't believe in an eye for an eye. He prayed for his enemies even as they abused him. He loved his neighbors, and when they slapped his cheek, he turned the other one to them. So we celebrate the life of this illustrious son of this country. Many people have resolved to live a life that will from now on be exemplary. I've seen people who have resolved that in their personal life they will begin to exhibit more discipline and so on. So this is testimony to his life. On Friday, after the service at Black Star Square, something very interesting happened. I don't know whether many people noticed, but our attention was drawn to this by the U.S. Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, who asked us to look at the dove of peace that had landed on the car of the widow. A white pigeon or dove landed on the car as Mrs. Nadu Mills sat in. And as the car took off, we all expected the bird to fly off, but it stabilized itself and stayed on top of this vehicle as they moved away out of the street. It was for us a sign from the good professor that he's leaving Ghana in a stable, peaceful country, that all will be well.
Vice President Pakwisi Emisa Arthur at a Thanksgiving service for the late President John Evans Atta Mills. The Funeral Planning Committee has requested that all red and black draping of public buildings and public places be maintained until the customary 40 days is observed. All those who clad their vehicles and homes with red and black in the difficult times are also respectfully encouraged to do the same. A Deputy Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Dr. Mustafa Ahmed, has commended the Muslim community for its support during the funeral of the late President Mills. Dr. Ahmed made the commendation when he joined the Mamobi Gonja Chief Imam Nuhu Jaja for the recitation of the Quran to signify the end of Ramadan. He assured them of government's commitment to continue with the pro-poor interventions of the late President to achieve the Better Ghana agenda.
The entire Muslim community were in solidarity with the family, with the government. They expressed sincere sympathies and condolences to the family and government. And it will be an appropriate forum or opportunity to express government gratitude to the Muslim community and indeed the entire leadership. And then also perhaps the President, Excellency John Mahama, has given the assurance of the commitment to pursuing the Better Ghana agenda, which was started by the late President. To it, conclusion, and then which means that all the pro-poor interventions that we, our communities, and the other deprived communities can benefit from will be pursued with all the vigor that they require, i.e. the creation of new districts, the implementation of the creation of new constituencies, implementation of the program to do away with all shift schools in the communities, and the removal of schools under trees and so on. All this and several other pro-poor interventions which are ongoing will be pursued with the vigor that they deserve. And to reiterate the fact that the wish of the late president and also the wish of the current president is to ensure that there is peaceful election in December.
Deputy Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Dr. Mustafa Ahmed. The transition from one president to the other when Ghana lost a president continues to receive commendation. The swift nature with which Parliament reconvened to swear in the then Vice President as President has also been praised. The latest to join are panelists of GTV's Current Affairs program Talking Point. Deputy Majority Leader Rashid Pelpo noted that the 1992 Constitution made it clear how the Vice President should be sworn in within 24 hours so that no vacuum is created. On the nomination of a Vice President, Alhaji Pelpo said the Constitution is silent on the time limit.
It's true that the Constitution didn't make it very clear. You know, I think it's in Article 6010 of the 1992 Constitution. What it said is that on assuming office, the President shall nominate his Vice President. So, well, he has assumed office. But because there's no time frame, then, you know, it gave him a leeway to nominate him either immediately or thereafter. But at a critical point where you have only a president without a vice president, the agency of it sounded on him that he should do it almost immediately. Because, I mean, you need to travel, and you can't travel without having a vice president taking over.
A lecturer at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Dr. Bosman Asari, said the smooth transition is an indication that Ghana has made giant strides in democracy. He, however, thinks democracy is not the best form of governance.
I knew, although we are not fully a democratic entity, we have come of age as a country. So any thought of whether a vice president will take over or another person never occurred at all. As far as I was concerned, I knew our constitution has given us the blueprint. Whenever such a thing should occur, the constitution makes it very clear that the vice president must take over. And Ghana has come of age, although there are still some minor problems with our democracy. We've come of age, so I certainly knew that aspect was well taken care of by the constitution. Among certain countries in our part of the world, we realize that we've made some progress. That's why you mentioned a country like Nigeria, Malawi, Guinea-Bissau. Although all of us are still struggling in the democracy, Ghana has made significant strides. Like, personally, I don't think democracy is the best form of government. But the point is that outside democracy, there is no other option. The evidence available suggests that even the countries that are practicing the democracy are doing better than those that are not. Even when you look at China, the People's Republic of China, how they are managing their economy. The economic management is largely based on a democratic principle, which is capitalism. So what it means is that although we may not accept democracy as the best, even countries that are totally against China, Soviet Union, during the Cold War, etc., they all realized that no, the way to go is to embrace the economic management of democracy, which is capitalism. So personally, I don't think it's the best, but outside it, we don't know which one will be very relevant.
But Chrissy Pratt, who is the managing editor of the Inside newspaper, believes Ghana still has a long way to go. He was of the opinion that Ghana can develop a democracy that is superior. There was confusion at a NUC's delegates conference to elect new executives in Kumasi. The election of new executives has been cancelled due to a disagreement over the delegates list. The two claimants to the NUC's presidency have presented different delegates forcing the Ashanti Regional Police Command and the Electoral Commission to reschedule the election today. To today, the NUC's Congress is taking place at the KNUST campus amid a high security presence. The election should have taken place 3 days ago, but disagreement over the delegates' list has delayed the process. One of the delegates spoke to Radio Ghana on condition of anonymity.
I am at the Nooks Congress that is being held at the KNUST campus, and we were supposed to be having an election since yesterday, but then they held the election since yesterday till this night, and a lot of them are suspicious. But at the moment, the issue on the ground is that there are two presidents in Nooks. Both of the presidents have their own list of delegates, and then the EC does not know which list to choose. And then the students are also not compromising with them. So at the moment, the Assistant Regional Commander of the East has instructed that the election be cancelled and then we should take the election tomorrow. But then the EC has agreed, and then the polling agents are yet to have a meeting to confirm that. So at the moment, that's what's happening on the ground.
One of the delegates at the Nooks Conference in Kumasi. Nigerian troops have killed 20 suspected members of the militant Islamist group Boko Haram in the northeast of the country. The army says one government soldier also died in the shootout in the town of Maiduguri. Boko Haram recently carried out numerous raids on churches and other targets in Nigeria. The group wants to establish Islamic law in the country, whose large Christian and animist population mainly live in the south. The army said it acted on intelligence that a number of Boko Haram members were holding a gathering at a location in Maiduguri. Most of Boko Haram's attacks have been staged in the largely Muslim north, but the group has also targeted churches in central Nigeria. Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi says his decision to order the retirement of two of the country's top generals was for the benefit of the nation. He was speaking after replacing the powerful head of the armed forces, Field Marshal Mohamed Hussein Tantawi, and Chief of Staff Sami Anan. Mr. Morsi also said a constitutional declaration aimed at curbing presidential powers has been cancelled. Mr. Morsi, who was elected in June, is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. Relations between Islamists and the military have been increasingly tense since the fall of President Hosni Mubarak last year amid mass street protests. After 16 days of 26 sports and 302 events, the London 2012 Olympic Games have finally closed. London hosted about 10,000 athletes during the Games. The closing ceremony featured some of the biggest names of British pop, including the Spice Girls, George Michael and Elbow, and the official Games flag was handed to the mayor of Rio before the flame at the Olympic Stadium was extinguished. Games chief Lord Sebastian Coe was grateful for the support London received when she bid to host the Games and was equally happy that Britain lit up the world with a successful event.
The British people got behind London's bid, and they got behind London's Games. Our opening ceremony proclaimed that these would be a Games for everyone. At our closing ceremony, we can say that these were a Games by everyone. London 2012 has played host to some incredible sport. To all the Olympians who came to London to compete, thank you. Those of us who came to watch witnessed moments of heroism and heartbreak that will live long in the memory. The spirit of these Olympics will inspire a generation. We have seen in these days what tenacity can do, what ambition can do, what imagination can do. On the first day of these Games, I said we were determined to do it right. I said that these Games would see the best of us. On the last day, I can finish with these words. When our time came, Britain, we did it right. Thank you.
Meanwhile, the president of the International Olympic Committee, Jacques Rogge, who just supervised the final games of his 12-year tenure, said London had delivered on the promises it made when he announced the city had won the games in July 2005.
We are indebted to so many tonight. The organizing committee, well supported by the public authorities, did a superb job. Thank you, Lord Coe, and your great local team. Miles, the kindness and the support of the wonderful volunteers, the much-needed heroes of these games. You, the spectators and the public, provided the soundtrack for these games. Your enthusiastic cheers energized the competitors and brought a festive spirit to every Olympic venue. These were happy and glorious games.
The games ended with the U.S. topping the medal table with 46 golds, followed by China with 38. Great Britain came third with 29 golds, the best tally since 1908. In all, 44 world records have been set during the London 2012 and 117 Olympic records broken. Now to end the news, the main points again. The Central Regional House of Chiefs has assured the Vice President, Mr. Emisa Arthur, of its support in his new office. This was made known when Mr. Emisa Arthur joined hundreds of people across the country in a memorial and thanksgiving service at the Wesley Methodist Church in Cape Coast. The smooth nature with which Parliament reconvened to swear in the then Vice President to President has been praised. Panelists on GTV's Current Affairs program Talking Point have commended Parliament for its good work. Management of GBC has reacted to allegations that television cameras intentionally sidelined the NPP flag bearer Nana Akufo-Addo when he filed past the late President Mills at the State House. The director of television, Mike Amonkwafo, said all the recordings received showed Nana Addo, who was in a delegation of former President Kufuor, except that he was covered by his party agents who came in between him and the cameras. And Rio de Janeiro is next host as the Olympic Games end in London. This came to light at the closing ceremony of the 2012 London Olympic Games, which featured some of the biggest names of British pop, including the Spice Girls, George Michael and Elbow. The news was broadcast from Radio Ghana in Accra.